Hello, my name is Megan Blakehurst. I'm the street vending program supervisor for the City of Madison. Today we're going to be going through the Food Cart Review 101 training for food cart reviewers for the 2025 Food Cart Review. All right. Can everyone see the training that's up there? All right. Thank you for the thumbs up. I appreciate that. All right. So let's see here. I'm on multiple screens and trying to see you all at the same time. So bear with me. All right. So this is really what I talked about at first. This is our agenda today. We're going to talk about where the review takes place, how it works. Rules for conducting the review, your criteria for what you're reviewing, how to input scores, and then any questions that you
You
have
want.
afterwards.
So if you need to say anything, you can.
All right. So the food cart review is done in the mall concourse vending area. The mall concourse vending area is the Capitol Square, all the way down State Street to the 700 and 800 blocks of State Street, and then a block to two blocks off in each direction. So up here, this is a slightly outdated map. We do have some additional site assignments, and I will send you an actual map of our current site assignments. But on this map, the triangles are food carts. So we're going to have our Saturday food carts and some weekday food carts around the Capitol Square. I'm still working on where I'm going to be placing the new food carts. They'll be seen on Saturdays, and that will be somewhere between the 100 and 200 blocks of MLK. It's going to be event dependent. We have a number of events that will be on the 100 block of Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. And so at those dates, we may have to move some of our vendors over to the 200 block, but it will be somewhere between the 1 and 200 block. If you're not familiar where that is the block that goes along the Monona Terrace. So if you walk down MLK, you'll walk into the Monona Terrace. And my office is by these 37, 38, and 39 on this map. That is my office building. So that is where you'll be doing your pickup for your materials if you want printed documents. All of the documents you need will also be sent digitally, but we'll have copies printed here in clipboards and name tags. You do need to come get your name tag because that's required for you to have when you're doing the food cart review. If you ever lose your name tag, that's important that you notify me immediately, and so we can get you a new one, and we can check with any of the vendors if they happen to find your badge. But you'll see, most of our food carts on weekdays are going to be on this block between Martin Luther King and King Street. So that's where most of them are located on weekdays. On Saturdays, it's a little different. We're going to have some food carts on North Carroll Street. And then we may have a couple. Fresh Cold Drinks is going to be over here. So we'll have a couple around, but the map will have F and a number next to it that tells you what site number they are. And the schedule that I'm going to send you is going to have their date and their site number that they're at. And so you'll use this as a guide. Oops, woo, going a little faster. Sorry. This is the 700 and 800 block of State Street. Most people call it Library Mall, but you're going to have some days that you're going to be down there and some you're going to be around the square. So when you're organizing your time on what food carts to visit when, you're going to want to keep in mind some are 7 blocks away from the others, and it's really the other side of the Capitol. So you're kind of more like 9 blocks away. So it's a little challenging to do both the square and State Street Mall in the same day, but some do. It just depends on where you're coming from and where you're going to. But the food cart review will take place here in the 700 block of State Street and then around the Capitol Square. So, how does the review work? So vendors that want to participate have submitted their applications already, and that's the data that I'm processing that I will then turn over to all of you. They have to meet a number of requirements that I vet before that they are able to participate in the review, and their applications are always due August 1st per ordinance. All of these rules that I'm also sharing with you are all city ordinance rules. They're not Megan's rules. They're not things I just made up on the fly. This is all based on city ordinance, and regulations related to food vending. This year, our review dates are September 8th through October 4th. We do not review on Sundays, and you can only review vendors in their vending location on the day that that is on the schedule. So you may see a food cart on a Saturday that you haven't gotten to yet, but if they're not on the list for Saturday, you do not review them on Saturday. It's very specific what days and dates people are reviewed. So be sure you're looking at the schedule. There's also going to be a few food carts out that decided not to go through the review for next year, and so they will not be reviewed. So you might see a food cart out there that's not on your list, and that's intentional because they didn't apply to be fit in the food cart review. The food cart review, sh I should acknowledge, is what determines eligibility for mobile food vendors to operate in the mall concourse. So, if they don't go through this review process and they don't hit the qualifying benchmarks, then they're not able to vend in the downtown area until they apply for the next year. This review is for licenses that will begin April 14 of 2026 through April 15 of 2026 to April 14 of 2027. So you're reviewing carts that are current operators and new operators looking to have a license for next season. Your score submission deadline will be October 10th, which is a Friday. It gives you just a little less than a week to input the scores. It will be digital through SurveyMonkey. And each food cart will have their each will have an individual score. You'll be given a code and a link to the survey that you'll be able to import scores for every food cart. If you make a mistake or something like that, we can fix them. I can edit things. But that is how you'll be. Oh my goodness, I'm sorry, you guys. My mouse rolls and I didn't expect that. Our scoring system is out of 100 points. They get 40 points for the food, 40 points for the cart and apparatus. And then points for originality and total experience. As you score, they will be broken out by all of those in the score sheet and in some of the note sheets I have for you as well. A vendor must reach an average score of 70 points to be eligible to vend downtown. If they get below 70 points, they're automatically not eligible to apply for a license. They can go through the food cart review the following year, make some changes and adaptions, but they would not be eligible for the next year. Our goal for all of you is to reach 100% of food carts reviewed. Your scores will not be accepted if you don't reach 80%. So if you're only getting to, if you're in the beginning of the review and you don't think you're going to be able to complete it, let me know immediately. And we'll just pull you from the review if you don't think you're going to be able to do it or if something comes up. What I don't want to see is that people are going through, get to 60% and are not completing the process. So it is really important that you schedule your time and organize yourself accordingly. All the information will be filled out online in SurveyMonkey, and I will let you know. I don't have a total number of carts right now. So the total carts at this moment, it's about 37, but it may be upwards of 39. I'm getting a couple of last minute things that I need to get filled out before I can send it over to you tomorrow. You are encouraged in your score implementation. Inputting, there'll be a section for comments. I highly encourage you to give a comment, even if it's minimal. Comments are highly encouraged. I do share all the comments with the food carts. I remove your name. I just send the comments in no particular order. And I do not edit them unless I do read them all before I send them because I will not share something that I think is inappropriate with the vendors. So make sure your feedback is constructive. And it's okay to have things that you want to see them improve and give them tips or ideas, but be mindful that they will receive those comments with very little editing to no editing. So keep that in mind. But again, they will not get your name. Additionally, when you're doing your reviews, you are required to wait in line. So keep that in mind. There are some tips that I've given you in a couple of handouts, and I'll review them again. But pay attention to when you're in State Street Mall, especially. It's very student heavy. So when students are on breaks from classes, the lines are going to be longer. When students are in classes, your lines are shorter. So it's typically less busy between 11 and 11:30 a.m. And it's typically a little slower from 1:15 to 2 p.m. There is one cart specifically, and I will call them out because you will all run into it, is food is fresh cool drinks. They always have a line. Kind of pretty much whenever you're going to get there, you're going to be about 20 deep in line, most likely. And you do need to wait in line. Fresh cool drinks is available to be reviewed on Saturdays. And so when you may want to consider visiting them on a Saturday, they'll have a little bit less of a line, especially around 9 when they're opening. So, but some of those tips and tricks will come about. But, you do need to wait in line, and you should taste your food within 10 minutes of getting your order. So the idea is that you get your order, you do some bites, you taste it, you maybe make some notes. A lot of people take photos of their food. It helps them remember when they get back to their inputting their scores that is all together. I also encourage you not to import your scores immediately. I will not be sending you the link right away. It takes you a little while to get your groove and figure out how you're going to do your scores. And I know a lot of people kind of adjust how they're scoring as they get into it and kind of get a feel for what they're doing. So do taste your food within 10 minutes of receiving your order. You want hot food hot, cold food cold. If you walk all the way back up to your office and you have a smoothie and you put your hot teriyaki stir fry on top of it, it's probably not going to taste as good as if you got it right away and you took a drink and you really got an understanding of what that product was like. So that is important. And the food carts are watching you. If they see you walk away and don't see you tasting it, I mean, you don't have to eat it in front of them, but they are watching out the window, out their window, I promise you. And I will get emails from them if the reviewers are doing things that are a little questionable, I will get notifications from them as well. That goes to the next point. Be diplomatic when you're having conversations in line. Do not be talking with another reviewer, comparing and contrasting other food carts while you're standing in line. The food cart you're standing in line for will hear you. And they're if it's negative, if it's a negative comment, they're going to hear it. And they're going to come back to me and say, "Hey, Megan, the reviewers are standing in line and they're talking crap about this other food cart," or something like that. Or they talked about how dirty my cart was or something. So keep those. Have to keep those conversations for a separate area. But really, it's your review. So you shouldn't be comparing and contrasting your scores or your observations with other reviewers. It's absolutely appropriate to have conversations and talk about your experience, but be mindful and diplomatic when you're having conversations because they will hear you and they will see you. New vendors, they will be able to be open to the public during the review time. So they're going to be selling to not only giving you your food or your order, they will be open to the public. All vendors should be open to the public. We did have some questions about that last year. I've been addressing it with some vendors. So if a vendor's in the food cart review, they are supposed to be open for business because it's supposed to be a regular customer experience, when we look at total experience. And if they're only open to reviewers, you're not really getting a total experience. You're only getting sort of a curated experience, shall I say. So everybody should be open for business. New vendors are required to have all of their health department licenses and everything. So those are the last little tweaks that I'm getting figured out to ensure that everyone is fully up to snuff. So and has been approved by the health department as well as vending to be there. Another important point is do not bring a gang or do not bring a bunch of people to help you. You are the food cart reviewer. It is your observations and feedback. It is not your friends. It is not your families. Review. Can they eat your leftovers? Yes. Should they be giving you tips on how much they like it and influencing your decisions and your review? No. And if you bring a whole bunch of people and a food cart sees you and eight other people eating the food in front of them, they're going to email me and say, "Hey, Megan, I saw a food cart reviewer and they had like five people with them and they were all trying the food and they were all talking about it." And then all of you are going to get an email from me reminding you of this point. Oftentimes, when I get feedback from either reviewers or from the food carts, or we observe something ourselves, It's often not just one person, so I usually email everyone. I will be CC you all, and but I often find that it's helpful for everyone to get the reminder because it may be a question out there or maybe something that you weren't aware of or that you should be aware of, that sort of thing. So try not to call out any one person, just trying to inform everyone of things that I'm seeing and things to re be remind be reminded of during the review, because it is a lot to manage and a lot to keep track of. So, where and when will the carts be out? Like I said, like I mentioned, they're going to be either around the square or on the 700 block of State Street. You can't go to the Madison Night Market and review them. That's not an option. If you go to a food cart at the night market, they're going to be like, no, that's not why we're here. That is a totally different event. I will be sending you a whole list of when each food cart will be open. It's going to be one ginormous schedule, and then there's going to be a tab for each week. And then on the very last page of the spreadsheet is going to be all compiled together, where you can kind of do your scores prevent it or preemptively before you import them into SurveyMonkey. So I will be sending that out, but I'm trying to just get all of the last little bits together. But once I'm done with the presentation, I can give you a little pre-tour of it. It'll just take me less time to do it at the end. So, as you can see, this is a typical, in the bottom of this picture, that is a typical Tuesday downtown, on the 700 block of State Street. These carts aren't going to all look the same, but it's going to look like that from a number of people. It will be busy, as long as the weather is good. That does bring a good point of weather. If we do cancel the review on a certain day due to weather, I will be sure to email you as soon as we're making that call. We tend not to call it for weather. Food carts are often out in all sorts of weather, but there are certain weather emergencies and such that we would call it for. We've never had to, but if we had to, we could extend the review by a day to allow a makeup day from a missed day, especially if we have a few bad weather days, or if we're missing a Saturday. We might add an additional day, because if a food cart gets rained out for the whole day, we want them to have their total number of review days. Weekday vendors, I've required to be out 10, at least 10 of the dates. Saturday vendors, at least 3 of the dates, and new vendors are only assigned to 2 dates. So again, you do need to be planful and strategic to ensure that the cart that you want to visit is going to be out that day, because it's not everyone's out every single day and you just kind of go when you want. Everybody has events and other things. Willie Street Fair happens to be the 20th. We don't have a lot of vendors being there on the 20th because they're all over at Willie Street Fair. So it's a pretty dynamic schedule. So make sure you keep an eye on that. And we try to give it to you in a couple of different ways to make it a full view and then some more tangible views as you go. So here, as I mentioned, the scores are going to be broken out in SurveyMonkey according to all of these questions. So, we're talking about flavor is 20 points. You're asking questions to yourself. You don't have to go verbatim and answer all of these questions. These are just questions to get you thinking about how to do a review. What should you be thinking about? So for flavor, does the food taste fresh? Did you like it? Did the seasoning seem well? Was it something special? Would you come back for it in the future? You're ordering something you like. So, assuming that you like it, it gives you a better probability, or you're trying something new that maybe you haven't tried before. Maybe you go to that food cart all the time and you always order a grilled cheese sandwich. Well, maybe the next time you want to try something a little different just to give yourself a new experience. We're looking at the menu and how many, that's 10 points. The presentation is going to also be 10 points. So for the menu, you're looking at, the appropriateness of the menu. Does it fit the theme of the food cart? Does it fit, within that? Are there something unique about it? We do have a couple of baked goods, chocolate sellers, juice smoothie vendors. So those are going to be a little different. You have to think a little differently about a piece, like a truffle, than you might teriyaki. So you're gonna have to kind of think through each one and judge them off of the single focus and how they do within that category. With the presentation, you're looking at, was it served in a way that looked good, looked inviting? What were the garnishes like? Did they have something unique? Was it just like spilling all over the place and you couldn't even walk to the table because it was just like falling apart all over you? What was the impression? Were there some, when you're looking at presentation, even at the cart, did they have stuff for you? Did they have napkins? Did they have forks for you to grab? Those sorts of things. Keep in mind, though, if you show up at 1:30 and you see lines everywhere and there's no napkins, it might be because they've been slammed. So please keep in mind, like, if there aren't napkins and you said, hey, there's no more napkins left, and they immediately filled them, that would be a regular thing that a customer might ask for more napkins. And are they being responsive? If they're out of napkins, it might be because they were slammed and just are working to get there. So here's some examples of like visuals of serving containers. Some of these look like they're much easier to move around and things are together. This one looks like you might walk half a foot and have it spill all over you. Although it's a nice hefty portion. But this gives you some ideas of what you might be looking at because your food will all be to go. Was it transportable? These all look transportable. This would be a little difficult to walk around with a 19 stacked patty burger. I should note that none of these photos are of any of our food carts for the food and such. I just grabbed a bunch of images off of stock images. But this guy, they even give you a little handy wipe, which is nice. Nice little added benefit there. Here's some other examples of like this is a nice presentation. It's nice and put together. You kind of see what you get. You get a little sprinkle of everything. This they've added the sesame seeds and some other things, so it just adds that full piece to it. Here's some examples again. You're going to be walking up and people are going to have all of their stuff and just kind of what you're looking for. First impressions do count. We have mentioned that to food carts and they're aware, that food cart reviewers are looking for the total experience. And if you're seeing them be a jerk to somebody in front of you in line, but then they bend over backwards for you, like first impressions make a difference. If you're looking at them being horrible to somebody else, it's something to note for total experience. So again, then next we're looking at the apparatus. So you're looking at the visual impact for 15 points. Is it clean? Does it look neat? Did they do some interesting design? Are there any two to three dimensional elements? And then we're looking at graphic design, graphics and signage. Again, are things clearly observable? Can you see everything? And does it show, do you know what you're getting? Here's some examples, design and visual impact. I do want to draw some attention. Like this one, it looks a little like it got paint splattered, but it's actually part of their design and their vibe on this one. So keep that in mind that something may, look a little rugged, but is that part of their design and overall, look? There's a lot of different food carts. You're going to see a lot of different things. You will see a few vendors that are intense. And so that's something to keep in mind. This one, they're cooking kettle corn. It's going to have a little different look and a different vibe than somebody that's making smoothies. You're going to get a different experience with the kettle corn. And we do have a kettle corn vendor. You want to inspect the food cart on all four sides. So make sure you're looking at all four sides of the cart and not just the front or the side that you're ordering from. This is a food truck. You will not see any food trucks in the food cart review. We just don't, they are too big for downtown. But this is an example that I could find on all four sides. So again, you're looking at the menu boards. Do they have prices? Is it easy to understand what you're getting? Just things to just keep in mind. And here's just a whole bunch of different ways. People do signage all different ways. But some it's really helpful that they have images along with their food. Not required, but it is helpful for some items that may not be as familiar. Here's a whole bunch of different examples of signage. Some of them you can barely read, even though my image is tiny. Their writing was even tinier, so you had to be like literally up against it to be able to read the menu. So keep in mind, but we're looking at menu and pricing, so you know what you're getting and you know what the price would be. Food cart reviewers do not need to pay for your food. You will show the food cart your badge, and they will mark you off on a sheet, and then you will be able to order one item from the menu. So what is pricing? If they have signs up and they have no pricing, that's going to be a little difficult for you if you were a customer to know what you are paying for or how much to pay. So we do want to see prices on menus. But again, some more examples. So additional in the apparatus, we're also talking about cleanliness and maintenance. You do not need to go inside the food cart to look inside the food cart. You are not a health inspector, and you're not really reviewing them to give them a report on the things that they need to fix. But you do want to look and see that overall it's a clean experience, that maybe they've wiped the counter and it's not sticky, that they do have a covered garbage can. They're required to have a covered garbage can. Pardon me for one second. I'm the only one here and I'm too far for the lights. They just turned off on me. I'm the only one left in the office. And so when the lights go down or when I don't move, the lights go off. So, you do want to ensure that they have a covered garbage can and that just things overall look clean and well maintained. And then is the originality and creativity. Is there something unique and creative about the menu, about the cart? Is it a new thing that you haven't seen around a lot? Is there something even within food types that you maybe have seen a lot, or there more is more than one cart? Are they doing something creative amongst themselves? So you're really not reviewing carts against each other. Each cart should be reviewed with their own in their own lens, and not how they compare to others. You might think about how you're reviewing all of the food as you're going through to keep consistent and how you're saying what is 10 points, what is 5 points, what is 0 points. But you're not comparing them to each other. You're not like, did I like this taco better than this taco? No. It's about how their cart and your experience with that specific cart. And that last part is that total experience. How was the customer service? Was the wait time reasonable? The fresh cool drinks, for example, because they have a line, that should not count against them. It's really thinking about when you place your order and you get your order and you eat your order, was that a reasonable period of time? They have a line because a lot of people go to their cart. And so they shouldn't be penalized for having a long line. It will be a wait, I'm just telling you now. If you find the sweet spot, let everyone else know. That's really a good problem for them to have. So it's not necessarily that the service time is slow from time of order to time of eating it, because for their example, they make everything individually to order. So of course it's going to take a little bit longer if you're getting a very specific mega spring roll from them. So again, here's some examples of cleanliness. These carts are, again, you're not really going inside the cart, but I couldn't really find any good outside cart photos. But this is kind of wild. Like if you saw garbage coming out of their cart like that, might be some questions. Generally speaking, food vendors that are cooking should be wearing gloves. I thought this dirty restaurant on wheels was just funny, but that's kind of their shtick. So if they were here, that would be their shtick. And it's kind of silly. But really you're more looking at the cleanliness of outside. Do they have stuff in an orderly place that you can grab, that sort of thing. And then the originality, we see all sorts of things. These were just some fun pictures that I thought to this think about how People might design their cart and theme it to go in line with what they're selling. And again, the total experience, how was it? How did it go? And that's definitely valuable feedback for the vendors. All right. With that, I will share my phone number in other places, but I will also share my cell phone number with you. Please don't share it publicly. It is my personal cell phone that I'm giving you. So not a city provided cell phone, but I don't get my office phone on my cell phone. So it's the only way that if you're in a need me immediately, you can text or call that number. My office number, the top one, will not accept texts. And caller ID is terrible. So you got to tell me who you are if you leave me a voicemail. And I'm very, voicemail is not the first thing I check when I come in. Email is. So email is the best way to get a hold of me. It also allows me to cut and paste and track and share with others. So with that, I am going to stop sharing my screen. And I am going to open up to questions and conversation. Do people have questions for me? All right. So, with no questions, I'm going to get to my sample example sheet, and I'm going to show you that. I'm checking this the chat. All right, so I'm still screen sharing. I thought I stopped sharing, but you all are seeing my all that. Sorry about that. So before I go into the questions, this is going to be an example of what you're going to receive from me pretty soon. So this is the full reviewer schedule. So we have all of the carts that are weekdays and Saturday carts, and then there's a little section for the new carts down here because they're on a slightly different plan. And then I will have it broken out by week. Again, these are not completed yet, but within this, we'll have their site assignments within the dates that they're going to be there, and they'll be X'd out on the dates that they're going to not be available. So, for example, Bombay Fast, they're closed on Monday and Tuesday of this week, but they're open on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. They are not reviewed on Saturday. Another example for another cart, Brazen Hussies, is closed on Mondays, but they're open on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. They're out on Saturday, but they are not reviewed on Saturday. We do have some that Kokopa or Kopoko, they are not a weekday vendor, so they're not out any day during the week, and they're only available 3 of the 4 Saturdays. So as you go through, the dates are going to be across the top, the vendors are going to be on the side, and these boxes I'm going to change from the time to their site number. So the site number will be in there for you. And then I'm going to do it week by week. So if that is too overwhelming, you can pull it week by week. And then very last is going to be the updated version that has each of the date that you reviewed, the site that you reviewed them at, and then breakdowns of each category that you're going to be scoring them on, and the total number of points that is there, and then also a notes section. By no means do you need to use this, but it is a great and well designed by one of our past reviewers. This is what they used, and I just co-opted it and said thank you very much, and then added it into this. So you have a way to start to track your scores and then compare your scores before you enter them into SurveyMonkey. So that is kind of how that will look. And that's what we'll send to you as soon as it is complete. So I answered the question about approximately how many carts are in the review. So yeah, you can order anything off the menu, but you should only order like one item. So I'm going to use fresh cool drinks as an example. If you want to try their spring roll, then that is your order for the food cart review. If you also want a smoothie, then you would need to buy the smoothie. but you're reviewing one item off their menu. And you're not, I'm not telling you what you need to order, but you'll order off the menu. You can make modifications, but be mindful. Like if it's like an onion burger and you ask for no onions, then don't order the onion burger. Order something else off the menu. If you don't like onions and it's the thing in the name, you know, I'm a vegetarian, so I would not order a meat item off of a menu. I would order a vegetarian item. And somebody else is going to be a total meat heavy, meat focused person. And we're going to get a variety of reviews off of a variety of different menu items from each vendor. Things like vendors will often have in the past tried to give you extra things or give you extra reviewer items. We're asking for a regular experience, and the food carts are told also that they can't be giving extra items, and there's not really a reviewer special on the menu. It's allowing you to order off their menu, and then those additional items, if you have a family member with you, they can order their own item, and you're purchasing their item. They're not getting on the food cart. They're not being getting an item off the menu. The food carts will have a list of all of your names, and that's when you give them, you show them your badge, and then they'll know not to charge you for that. And they're also going to mark off that you came, probably the date that you came, and probably what you ordered. They're required to give that back to me at the end of the review, so I can compare with how many vendors should be reviewed by how many reviewers, and those should be the same number. And it helps me double check and look at that. So there is no money limit because you're only ordering one item off the menu, and they're expected. That's what they understand, is that reviewers will order one item off the menu. Now, you shouldn't order a Diet Coke and that be the only thing you order. You should order an actual menu item that is something that they're making, that is one of their food items. But if it's a $12 item, it's a $12 item. If it's a $4 empanada, it's a $4 empanada, you know. But you're ordering one empanada for the review. But if you want three other flavors, you can order those yourself. But you're getting one item off the menu, for that. From some of our past reviewers, can you chime in with some tips or tricks for reviewing that have you found or other people have told you? I have a couple in mind, but I would love to give you all an opportunity to let us know that.
Hey Megan, I'll jump in. This is Dominic. This is my fourth year doing the food cart review. The first thing I would say to everybody is get regular exercise before and after the review, because baby, you are eating, okay? So just take care of yourself in that way. I would also say bring some to-go containers with you, some like storage containers that you would have at home. I packed some into a little bag to carry because I love eating more than one.
Hey
You're
Dominic, you're being
doing
a
more than
little
one cart.
Dominic, you're a little glitchy, so can you
Yeah.
maybe hold your microphone a little closer? Thanks.
Oh yeah, it's actually I'm traveling, so I'm hopeful that it's going to be less glitchy. But bring food cart or excuse me, food containers with you. Because I'll go to more than one cart to review at a time. And I'll take the leftovers with me. I will end up bringing somebody with me as well, typically. But that person understands that they are getting only my leftovers and that I am the one picking the items that are being reviewed. I get that first couple of bites in within 10 minutes of getting the item. And I'd also say start early. So if the food cart review starts at 11 a.m., that's what I want to be out there so that I'm not waiting in line forever. And I also try to get the bigger items out of the way. Or excuse me, by bigger items, I do mean like fresh cool drinks because there is a huge line. I try to knock that out as fast as possible. And then also the food carts that have limited availability. So if they're only available on Saturdays, then they are my priority, and I want to get them done first so that I don't end up missing anybody. And that's what I got.
Awesome. Thank
Hi, can you hear
you.
me?
Yep, go ahead.
Hi, Gotham. I've been doing food cart review for a minute. It is like my Super Bowl here in Madison, favorite time of the year. Everything Dominic said is great. I think the only thing that I would add to that in terms of hitting multiple carts per day and planning out, like number one, have fun with it. Just have to take your beverage, look at the schedule and be like, oh, what do I want to eat these next couple of days? Maybe put it on your calendar and also understand of like flavor fatigue. So, think about, do I want to have multiple taco places in the same day? Like, would that make me have like some bias or, be unfair to one if I get the same thing? So have a little fun with it and also understand that taste is very subjective.
Absolutely. I'm gonna second what Dominic said about the to-go containers and everything, and also say a bag, bringing your own bag to carry things, because you will be like, if you're at two carts, you're kind of like juggling stuff. So having a bag to do that is helpful.
Hi, can you hear me?
Can you speak a little bit louder?
Can you hear me?
Much better. Yes.
Yeah, this is Samuel or Chen Ring. I did food cart review last year, and something I've realized is there is more cart to review than the days that you can review. So it's really important to either come up with a schedule or a plan to do multiple at times, and then on Saturdays especially you need last year I remember I was marking my calendar, I need to do these on this Saturday and these on these Saturdays in order to hit at least 80% and preferably 100%. If you're doing it on a whim, then the last, week and a half you'll have a lot of food cart leftovers.
That is very, very true. And also remember, food cart operators have lives and crap happens. They might get a blowout on a tire on their way in and they can't make it. Those are going to be the emails you get from me. Hey, so and so can't come. Their kid's at home throwing up. They can't come today. Like they get grace days. They get vendors that are vending Monday through Friday get 2 days that they can call in basically sick or crap happens to them. And then Saturday only vendors only have one grace day. And as you notice, some of them are only out 3 days. So if they have a grace day of those 3 days, they're now only two. And then new vendors are only seen on two Saturdays and they don't get any grace days. So if they are sick one day, they're going to lose a point in their score and you only have one day to see them. So again, it is really important to, know that, and know that those types of emails are going to be like, hey, so and so isn't able to come out. If we notice that someone had a couple of days that they were missing and we need them to get out another day, I might say they've switched to this day. You can see them on this day. We have two food carts that are vending weekdays, and you can review on a Saturday. And those two food carts are going to be fresh cool drinks and Kurt's popcorn. Those are the only two that you'll be able to see on a weekday and or on a Saturday. And we do have things like popcorn. We do have things like chocolate tears, some things that aren't necessarily meals. So you're going to have a variety of desserts, beverages, and food. Esty, did you have something to add?
Actually, one thing I was going to say is exactly what you just said, that since you do have to get more than one item per day, you can think of it as a starter, a main dish, and a dessert. And that works well. But another thing that I wanted to mention is that last year I often did not wear my name tag. I put it out when it was time to pay, and I did that especially when there wasn't a line, and so I could not see how the vendors interacted with other people, and how pleasant or not they were, and so I wanted them to think that I was just another customer and see how they'd treat me, because what you will find out is that they see your name tag and like they turn to the person who cooks and say, such and such for the reviewer, if you want to get the real experience, which again, you don't have to if there's 10 people ahead of you and they've all been treated well, but yeah, that's it.
And if you are, if they're not, those are, that's a great, great info. If you are at a cart, you're welcome to talk to the reviewers. I'm sorry, reviewers, you're supposed to, of course, you're welcome to talk to each other. You're welcome to talk to the cart and ask them questions and ask them a little bit more about what they do. But be mindful if you're, we'll keep using fresh cold drinks as an example. If you're there and there's 50 people behind you in line, maybe you want to stop by and ask some more questions the following on Saturday when you're out and you see them with less of a line. Oh my goodness. It's been about 15 minutes, folks. Energy efficient, but boy, that's annoying. Sorry about that. There's no way to change it. Yeah, so you're welcome to ask them questions about their business, learn about them. It's very interesting to learn what they're doing, but do be mindful that they have a line and they do want to impress you. So they are going to give you their as much of their full attention as possible. So just be mindful of that. And I probably will not send out the link to the scores until we're in about week two or three. So please use other ways that you might use for your own organization. I would take pictures of your food. It really does help people kind of come back to remembering because you think you're going to remember it all, but you're not. You really aren't. So finding some way to take notes is going to be really important. If you are a blogger, a vlogger, a social media person, please don't be posting about the food cart review until it's over. Please do not be doing a day-by-day blog and posting it every day of your experience. Food carts are going to watch that. They're going to see that. And they're going to be like, oh, they did this vlog about me and they had all these things to say. But then someone else maybe did a 2-second vlog and they're like, well, mine was only 2 seconds. I'm going to get a crap review from that reviewer. You know, and it's not about photo shoots and about you doing photo shoots in front of the cart for your social media. Like, if you have them or they get posted, it's not secret what we're doing. I mean, this is all public information, but you're the reviewer reviewing the food and doing your job. It is not about what you might do for other jobs or for other promotion or social media. So keep in mind and be mindful of that because we did have some things last year. And I got a couple of complaints from food carts because there was a reviewer that was doing a full out photo shoot with a photo with a photographer. Like they brought a photographer with them for the food cart review and did photo shoots during the review. So that was a little over the top and a little too much. But we do, you know, you can certainly share about your experience, but not about your scores and not about, you know, your like, oh, my number one cart of the food cart review was this cart, you know, because that's especially before it's over, because the scores haven't been calculated. And you as a reviewer are representing, you know, the city and you're representing street vending in this process. And we are very equitable in how we get information out. So just be mindful of that when you're doing things. Yeah, somebody else mentioned too, yeah, notepad, having something in your phone that you can do all of that and take notes. And yeah, and all of that will come. So coming up on our last minute, are there any other questions before I give that last little bit of information about picking stuff up? I got two pages, so let me just sneak back and forth on both pages. All right. So items will be available for pickup ASAP. It's I was on away for 2 weeks taking my daughter to college. She goes to college in Hawaii, so it was a big trip. So I'm a little behind. So I apologize and thank you all for your emails. When you received my congratulations, I was like in Hawaii doing that. So so that's why I'm a little slower than I normally am on this stuff. You can pick items up, and I will send you an email with our address, but it's going to be at 215 Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. That's the Madison Municipal Building. So on the 200 block of MLK, we have the City County Building, which is the tall 1960s, 70s-esque looking building. It's also where the clerk's offices and the Dane County offices are over there as well. Across the street, I'm in the Municipal Building, which is the shorter, whiter 1920s-esque looking building. That's where you're going to pick up your stuff. If you want printed copies, you will enter on the Doty Street side of the building, which is the side closest to the Capitol, not the Monona Terrace. You'll take the elevator or the stairs to the third floor. Once you enter the third floor, all of the materials will be available for you. Your name badges will be there. We'll have clipboards. We'll have packets for everything. And there'll be a little sign that tells you what's required to pick up and what's not. And there will be a checkout sheet to check out and tell me what you took, because we do need the clipboards back so we can reuse them for future. And we do want, the badge things back so we can reuse them. In the future, you can keep your name tag as a souvenir, but we want the stuff that it comes in if possible. It'll be available on the third floor. I'm hoping to have it ready tomorrow afternoon for you to pick up. I will be in on Saturday. I do work Saturdays because I set all the vendors and the food carts on Saturdays. So if you want to come and pick it up this Saturday, you can email me and then I'll make sure that I can meet you at the front door because our doors are locked on Saturday. They're not open on Saturday or Sunday, but weekdays you should be able to get into the building on that Doty Street side without it being locked. And then the stuff will be available for you to grab. If you need to make other arrangements, you can come in on Monday. If you start up on the square, you could come grab it all before you start. It'll be available at that time. So that's where they will be. And then again, I will send everything digitally. So if you're a digital type person or you want to print it at home, the schedule and the maps are on larger pieces of paper in a larger format. So if you don't have 11 by 17, you might want to, come get it here. And we will provide you with all of those maps too for where the sites are to give you a better understanding of that. So are there. I'm going to stop the recording. Are there any other questions at this moment?